This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Sharitz. A severe slowdown in China's economic growth could have an effect on the growth of APAC corporations. And this is according to a report by Fitch Ratings. So the hypothetical slowdown would be sparked by an imposition of tariffs by the US on about $300 billion worth of Chinese imports, as well as a retrenchment in investment activity.
So Fitch is forecasting currently that the Chinese GDP growth in 2019 would be about 6.1%. And in 2020, that number would remain at 6.1%. But if the scenario of these trade wars slowed happen, then China's GDP growth would fall to about 4.6% in 2019 and 3.5% in 2020, which is going to be very alarming for world growth in general, not only China, but world growth.
Yeah, so and Fitch also is suggesting that the hypothetical slowdown could pressure the credit strength of 92 corporates. And the report suggests that if China were to experience a slowdown, the basic materials and energy sector would be the most affected, and other sectors would that could be at risk include the home building sector, technology, as well as industrial.
Now, Malaysia has been assigned the high-risk category in the energy sector. So for more insight into the report, we speak to Matt Jamieson, Fitch Ratings Senior Director, Asia-Pacific Corporate Research. Thank you for joining us, Matt. So take us through which of the sectors are most affected and why.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, I think we, you know, our APEC portfolio of corporates is about 300 in total, 300 corporate ratings. And obviously, we're about half of them are Chinese companies. But we're looking at the impact, obviously, is going to come from China under our severe China slowdown, where Chinese GDP growth would fall to about 4% over 2019 to 2021, against 6% in as our base case for GDP growth. But the most affected sectors would be, you know, basic materials, where 27 corporates would likely be downgraded, oil and gas, about 16 corporates, home building, mostly in China, and industrial corporates in that sector, as well as the technology. Now, the most affected, as you suggested, would be the basic materials and the oil and gas sectors, which we think would face the highest pressure. Obviously, the severe slowdown in China, as per our scenario, our hypothetical scenario, would induce weaker commodity demand, followed by falling prices. So we're assuming that key commodity prices would drop about 25% from our baseline forecast for 2020. Most Fitch basic material companies have significant sales to Chinese customers and would see substantial revenue and cash flow declines. In the oil and gas sector, those corporates that are less vertically integrated would be subject to the higher pressure. So, for example, we assigned the higher risk score to the energy sectors in China, South Korea, Malaysia, and Thailand, as most of our rated oil and gas companies in these countries are upstream exploration and production companies. And so an example of that is Petronas in Malaysia, which has significant upstream energy exploration and production exposure. The slowdown would affect most Chinese home builders, in light of a potential fall-off in housing demand due to tighter credit, income uncertainty, and expectation of lower home prices. Heavy equipment in the industrial sector, heavy equipment and machinery manufacturers will be impacted, and consumer technology firms across APAC are likely to feel revenue pressure, particularly given that Chinese consumer demand will shrink, and typically the knock-on effect of slower growth would disproportionately affect consumer electronic products.
Matt, this scenario feels like a doomsday scenario if this happens. I'm just wondering what kind of probability would you assign to this actually taking place?
Well, it's not our base case scenario. We'd more regard it as a tail risk, but that probability has increased in light of the escalation of trade tensions. So it's important to understand that our scenario has two shocks. First of all, you get the imposition of the 25% tariffs by the US on the $300 billion of Chinese imports, the portion that's untouched so far. And that impacts China's GDP by about 1%. But on top of that, we've shocked our model with another scenario. We call it an investment shock, which results in a severe cut down in investment and capital expenditure and spending. And that further causes the slowdown in our scenario. But again, what I'm saying, it's not our baseline. We regard this as a tail risk, and there's many factors that one could contemplate that could lead to such a sharp growth and downturn: policy mistakes, domestic instability, even a military conflict in the region. The point of our report is more to focus on the consequences of a potential severe growth slowdown rather than the mechanics of it.
And Matt, what are some key economic indicators that could lead on to your scenario?
Well, I guess, as we said, the imposition of the 25% tariffs would obviously impact that part, the initial shock. The second shock, the investment shock, I could think of two sets of signals to watch out for. Firstly, a sharp tightening of credit conditions faced by the corporate sector in China. So you'd see a rapid drop in corporate loan growth, a rise in corporate borrowing rates, a sign of banks and other lenders becoming less willing to lend money out. And secondly, evidence that the corporates are much less willing to spend on capex. And so this would be reflected in a sharp deterioration in the actual investment, the PMI, the FA, fixed asset investment numbers, business surveys, which ask about CapEx intentions. There's a couple of examples.
Thank you so much, Matt. And that was Matt Jamieson, Fitch Ratings Senior Director, Asia Pacific Corporate Research, weighing in on the possibility that a China slowdown could affect Asia Pacific's corporates as well. Now, we'll be back with more local news for you. Stay tuned at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.